Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All righty then. Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA. We are coast to coast. We're border to border, and we're around the world on the American Forces Network, bringing you sports program 24/7 outside of this one hour now in the Video Game Review. I'm just going to talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. And I've been doing this show many, many years, and I'm a gamer like you. I'm not in anybody's back pocket. I'll tell you what I think is good, bad, and ugly, overhyped, underhyped, stinky, genius, awesome. But I would like to hear from you as well, because we have different tastes. What's good for you? What can you recommend? What can you say stay away from? Warning, intruder alert, Will Robinson. Just use the toll-free line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it? All right. And then we'll all find out from you what the truth is. Tell us the truth. We're also on the American Force. I mentioned that. Worldwide, 177 countries, I think. 500 outlets. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. We're also online a couple of places. First of all, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Those will go to me, and those are important for winning the game. I'll give away at 40 after. Always a brand new game. And the cheat codes. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And at the end of the show, I'll find the cheat code for you. SBNationLive.com as well, going through that great network. Speaking of great networks, how about SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel? Where are my truckers out right now listening on Sirius? You don't have to be a trucker, but SiriusXM. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes, girl. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. However you're getting us, it's great to have you with us. We're going to give away a brand new game, as I mentioned. I'll let you know the new releases coming up. All that and more. It's a video game talk on the Video Game Review. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, and we are here for you, for your video game needs and talks and wants and all that other good stuff. What's that? By the way, if you are a young broadcaster, a good way to start the show is just to go, you know, many years ago, we started seeing ads for our armed services. As I mentioned, I am on American Forces Network. In certain video games, like Call of Duty, other first-person shooters, because it's just, you know, go right to the horse's mouth. People, young people enthused about military stuff. Maybe that's a good way to go. But I don't know if you have been seeing it, but and this isn't a show that is political or taking sides in any way, but I have to say maybe you have seen that part of Kamala Harris's digital ad campaign, which is $370 million, that there have been ads popping up in video games. And they're trying to reach more men, and they're on betting sites and other things. So even on IGN, which gets over 120 million hits per month, they're saying three quarters of that just about are men. So I would just like to say, regardless of whose side you're on, can you stay out of the video games, please? I don't care if you're my mom or dad running for president. Can you stay out of the video games? I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched any movies on Prime lately, but it'll say like 5 minutes of breaks, you know, or I should say five commercials, like 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And it will say, enjoy your film, your feature, whatever, ad free after this. I'm like, oh my gosh. I went to a movie the other day and, you know, I used to say it's now about 14 minutes of commercials and previews in the theater. Well, it was 28 minutes of commercials and previews. It was a 3:30 p.m. movie that started at 3:58, and at 3:30 they started showing trailers. And I actually hate trailers because they tell me the entire movie, and I kind of feel like I don't need to see the movie at that point. But anyway, just wanted to say to start the show, God bless you if you want to run for office, but anyone who is in my video game, I'm like, it's sort of like when I watch commercials that interrupt my sporting event, and I do realize that I'm watching it quote unquote for free because of the advertisements. That doesn't mean I have to give them my custom, but usually whatever advertisement is during my sporting event, I want to boycott that ad. It kind of has, I'm the contrarian, it kind of has my opposite effect, because I'm very mature is what I'm trying to say. All right. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. I got an email a couple of weeks ago from, it's funny, it's Alan, A-L-L-E-N, asking me about Alan Wake 2, A-L-A-N. And Alan, I do have an answer for you now, because it came out this week. We've been dying for this Alan Wake 2 DLC release, which is called Lake House. And that was June? It really wasn't that long ago. We got Night Springs DLC. And we kept hearing, yeah, October. Well, we're almost like, you know, we're almost out of October. So it's going to be coming out this week. So, and it's about as creepy as you can imagine. It really is. And maybe it's a good Halloween tie-in. And did I see Dylan Faden at the end there? You know, you can get out your notebook, start taking notes on how deeply this ties into Control. And it wasn't all the Remedyverse news for this week as well, because they also showed off the Control multiplayer game that they've been teasing for a few years. And it looks kind of like a little fun 3v3 set in and around the oldest house. It's called FBC Firebreak. So you can see it on YouTube. The development team, the game director, Mike Chiata, came out with some of that. So anyway, Alan Wake DLC, looks like we finally know what's going to be happening there. We also heard this week that speedrunners are kind of in for a treat with Astrobot, because there's going to be free weekly DLCs coming this week going through mid-November. Each new level will have two new bots to rescue. The new levels will also have live leaderboards, so you can see just how good you are getting through the games, or how bad you are compared to everyone else on planet Earth. And I have to say, the idea of a speed run, when I first heard it, I thought, well, you know, is how fun is that? But then again, if you like a game and you've won it a few times, it's like, how fast can I go through it? A lot of times when you go through a game, and man, I wish I could remember what it was, but somebody went through a game without ever getting hit. I think it was like a From Software game. Like, I don't know if it was Demon's Souls or something. Like, yeah, I went through the whole thing and I never got hit by anything ever. I'm like, shut up. Yeah, you did. The whole purpose of a speed run is you're avoiding combat, right? So Some games speed runs don't really work if they lock you in with a boss and you're not getting out until it's done. But I think I'm still in shock over Legacy of the Wizard, which was an NES game, probably like 88, 89, 8-bit. I remember playing that game. It was a cool game at the time. I don't know if it really holds up anymore, honestly, but it was a very cool game in that period. And it took me, I don't know, the better part of a couple weeks. And then one day I was shooting at some food up from the ground. One day I looked on YouTube and somebody had done it in less than an hour. I think it was like 42 minutes. And I'm like, you can't beat Legacy of the Wizard in 42 minutes. And so I watched it with my mouth agape. And you get to a certain point where, you know, you're just moving by muscle memory because you've done it so many times and over and over and over and over and over again. But I just don't have the patience, and there's just too many other cool games out there for me to do that. In other words, like, I loved Skyrim, and when it was done, unless there was DLC, then I was done. And I know a lot of people who said, okay, now I'm going to go through as a Khajiit and I'm going to start all over. And I thought, you know what? All the hours and hours and hours I put in, the houses I bought, the dragons I slew, the breathtaking battles I had, and I got to go back to being weak again. I can't do it. But anyway, Astrobot speedruns coming up. All right, we got a couple of headlines there. Let's get into it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. And coming up in the next segment, we will, I will give away a brand new game. What do you think of that? All right, you know, I was talking about Nintendo earlier, and I think most of us remember the moment when we first played Super Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong, whatever it is. And the long-awaited Nintendo Museum in Uji, which is about an hour south of Tokyo, opened up this month. Now, I know two people who just got back from Japan a week ago, and they were in Kyoto, and Uji is about an hour south of Kyoto, and you needed reservations, and it's the way they put it was you kind of have to like start signing up for 2029 that the reservation, I think they only take them, I don't know how many months in advance, but it is just booked because this place would get swarmed like a castle in a siege if they just plane opened up the doors. Now, this is going to be, I don't know what you call it, a honeymoon period, but I'm sure they're going to get to the point where they're not going to need to have reservations a month in advance. It just depends. Like, I remember going into the Natural History Museum in Manhattan, and then the next year I couldn't get in because I didn't put in my reservation online, and I was booked like 2 weeks in advance. So it depends maybe when you're there and what season. But anyway, I don't know how many of you are getting to Uji, so it doesn't matter one way or another. But that's how hyped and excited people are for it. And it's spread across three main buildings. And Nintendo, as a company, believe it or not, is 135 years old. Damn, Mario's been around and around. Not always Mario. Now, there's just exhibitions everywhere. You guys should really check it. If you haven't checked it out online, if you're in person, I'd love to hear from you that if you saw it that way, right? Just, you know, rare consoles, prototypes. There's interactive games, experiences. There's a themed burger restaurant. And it's not the type of place where you jump up and punch blocks with question marks on them like Mario does, but you can certainly do that at the Super Nintendo World theme park in nearby Osaka, which apparently also you got to get on a list. I know the bouncer dude, I'll slip him a 20. I don't think so. By the way, there's everyone's very, very proud of their job, and they are very professional. I don't think bribery would work too well in a place like that. But, of course, you just think about walking through the brain of Shigeru Miyamoto, the father of Nintendo, of Super Mario, and everything else. I mean, this company, believe it or not, was formed in 1889 as a company that produced Hanafuda. Hanafuda means flower cards. And so they were playing cards. And so there's a museum section called Craft and Play, and it's dedicated to Hanafuda. And there's a room where they'll actually teach you how to do it and how you can make your own flower cards. But the main attraction is what's called the Discover Area. And it is a massive hall featuring displays of almost every product ever released by the company, including rare edition devices and prototypes that didn't pan out. And by the way, when you walk in, there is a block with a question mark and it looks like you can punch it. So I'm not going to say it's not there. I'm just saying you can't do it. In case you look at pictures and go, Rick Tittle said they didn't have this. They do, but it's no touchy on that one. So another highlight in the Discover building is a collection of 8 special interactive games, each representing an iconic creation in the history. There's a big controller, lets players collaborate and play classic Nintendo games on, as I mentioned, oversized controllers and looking like ones from the Wii and the Famicom. Remember, the NES over there was called the Family Computer. It's funny, in English, Famicom, and then over here, what do we call it? The NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And as I mentioned before, it's just a scam to get mom and dad to buy it for you when you're a kid. To call it the entertainment system, yeah, entertaining for people who like video games. And then the best part was Family Computer. It's like, this is, mom, dad, this isn't just for me. This is for everyone. And they actually, the original campaign, now they talk about gender roles. How dare you? Dad, keep your blueprints in the from the shed. And mom, cooking ideas and how to fold clothes better and clean. Nowadays, they'd run you out of town with that stuff. There are some mini games on offer. There's a laser shooter game called Zapper and Scope, which is, of course, a nod to the light gun that came with in the original NES. They developed that in 1973. And Love Tester, which launched in 1969. Remember, to come with Duck Hunt bundled with Super Mario, I mean, I'm still in awe of that original hack that came with all that. But what's really cool too, museum visitors are given 10 digital coins that they can use to play the games. But be warned, it is not possible to buy any additional coins. So use your coins wisely. I know. What is this, Squid Game? It's like, no, just use your coins wisely. So it's a, it doesn't look like much from the outside, just a gray facade. But the museum is, it's kind of like the old days where there were some, especially after the Reformation, try to stay awake here, history lesson. After the Reformation, there were some Protestant religions that said, we should make our churches super plain and ugly on the outside, and then on the inside, they'll be amazing. Kind of like life, and then you get in, and it's like heaven. It's like, okay. I don't know if that's what we're going for, but it's filled with lots of canopio or toads. They sing when their heads are touched, and there are lockers that look like Game Boy cassettes. I mentioned the cafe, the Hatena Burger. It's Nintendo-themed decor. The shop sells souvenirs, larger than life, controller kitchens, keychains, Hanafuda. So, as I said, you just can't show up and buy a ticket. In fact, the way it works right now, and I got to say, not to get depressed right on the air in front of everyone, I don't think I'm ever going to be making it to Uji. At least I don't have any plans. I'd love to go. You never know. But the way it works now, you go to the museum's website, and then you basically are in a lottery. And the lottery will say, And if you win the lottery, it'll give you 3 months warning. So in other words, even if you win the lottery right now, you're not going till next year. And if you do win the lottery, they will give you 3 days and three times that you can pick. And you must decide right away, and you must buy the tickets in full right away. Now, you might say, uh-oh, how much are they? They're not bad at all. Don't panic. 3,300 yen for an adult, that's about $23 right now. 2,200 yen for a kid, that's about $15. And then there's different places that charge maybe a little bit additional here or there. But I like museums, and sometimes I've gone to museums in some podunk towns in this country of ours, which I love. And they're like, yeah, it's $25 for an adult. It's $25 for an adult. There have been a couple times where I'm like, nah. That's why I always love it when you go to a museum and they're like, a lot of times they go, military? If you're military, you're free. And I was like, does it count that my dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy? And they're like, no, we mean you. And I'm like, yeah, damn it. It's not going to work. But it is open, and we've been waiting forever for this thing. And just looking at the pictures, you know, it would probably be, you know, one of the great museums. To me, the greatest museum I've ever been to in the United States is the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. That to me was, I remember somebody tapped me on the shoulder and like 45 minutes had gone by and it felt like 2 seconds. That's when you know you're in a good museum. It's open, the Nintendo Museum. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break. We'll come on back and give a game away right here on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The Video Game
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour, now it is time. It is time to give away the brand new game. And this one is called Citadellum, or as you say, Citadellum. Citadellum with the V and VTS nuts. It's C-I-T-A-D-E-E-L-V-M. It's back when the V was a U. Hence the W is actually a double V, but W back in the Roman days. This game is for the PC. And Citadellum is a city builder set in legendary ancient Rome. Build your own settlement, gather resources, and evolve it into a magnificent city. Explore the world, trade, and lead your mighty legions in epic tactical battles. Earn the favor of the gods or challenge them if you dare. And this is developed by Abbey Light Barcelona Studios. And it is brand new 3 days ago. This is City Builder. With a little Roman twist to it. Citadellum, if you want to call it. That's probably the best way to say it. Citadellum. Citadellum. My question is this a city builder or is this about Muppets? Let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins Citadellum from Abbey Light Barcelona Studios for the personal computer. And a little bit later in the segment, we will get into the new releases this week as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. I was reading an article on IGN by Matt Perslow the other day. And it was funny because he said Silent Hill 2 Remake is the most miserable experience I have had in a game in recent memory. But that's why he likes it. Now, I don't want to give away some of the, I don't want to give away spoilers, but, you know, developer Bluebird Team's recreation of the Konami and Team Silence, as they was called, classic. But what he meant was the rare occurrence, complete and unrelenting misery is a positive because, he said Silent Hill 2 Remake is the most bleakest, most somber game ever made. And Bluebird Team has preserved the miserableness and to make it into uncomfortable terror. What's comfortable terror? I don't know. But anyway, this game's getting some 8s, 9s, and 10s. Whenever a game gets an 8, you can go ahead and usually buy it and feel like it's going to be an okay purchase if you get an 8. But I just, anyway, I thought that was funny. And you know what? Sometimes that's the way these games, you know, that's what they're for. They're supposed to make us feel yucky and and uncomfortable at times. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, back to Nintendo for a second, because I was talking about the museum. There's something coming out from Nintendo. Now, remember, peripherals usually don't go too far from the console or the handheld or the software, right? Well, Nintendo is joining the smart device world by releasing a video game themed alarm clock with motion sensors. It's called Alarmo. I'm not kidding. Have you heard of it, Bueller? Remember the Alarmo? $100. Well, George Costanza, $99.99. And it does require a connection to your Switch's online features. But it will turn your next early BDD into something of maybe more of a virtual adventure with the sights and sounds of Super Mario characters, Legends of Zelda characters. The first alarm will feature your choice of those video game protagonists rooting for you to hop out from under the covers, and they will make noises until they see motion, and then it will stop. Well, I mean, you could wave your hand at it, right? Like, shut the hell up. But then the journey really begins. The sound of Mario collecting coins. Bling! We know that sound. They play it at sporting events too. And then when you finally get up and out of bed, then it'll stop. But apparently there is a 20-minute window for that to happen. And you will also have a lot of different themes and fonts you can have. And by the way, when you do get out of bed, there'll be a brief victory fanfare and they will all yell hurrah. I'm not kidding. This is all from Alarmo. Now, I saw a report, and I've been to the Nintendo store in the Rockefeller Center. I bought a t-shirt there. It was way too expensive, but I just wanted to say that I got the, you know, at it's right by the ice skating rink there in 30 Rock. I just want to say I got a t-shirt there and it said New York on it. Anyway, they got me. I'm a tourist. The Alarmos that they just put out in Rockefeller Center were immediately sold out. Just boom. And listen, they'd bite your hand off there for anything in that Nintendo store. I could probably write Nintendo with a ballpoint pen on my hand and then hold it out. Somebody would bite it off. Alarmo can also track sleep cycles. It can also do what they call ambient noises or white noises. And it can do it during the day as well. And so I mean, I would probably need to know a little bit more about this unless I, you know, figured out that this was something, whereas it was, I mean, for $100, because, you know, you could go to the drugstore and get an alarm clock for a lot cheaper than that. There's no doubt. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. There was a Microsoft put out a little feeler for Fallout 5 about what fans would want. And normally I thought, well, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say we don't want online. But I was actually a little bit surprised, because a lot of people said online's okay as long as it doesn't outshine the story. No, we learned in Fallout 76 that online stinks. It is horrible. Think about how awesome Fallout 4 was. And now people say, you know, you're trying to find your son in the apocalyptic wasteland of the Boston metropolitan area. You know, I actually played all of Fallout 4 before I went to, did my sports show from Army Navy Radio Row last year in Boston. And it was the first time I was there. And so I had already gone to places like Faneuil Hall and the site of the Boston Massacre and the State House and Boston Common. I did that in the game. Then I was like, oh, yeah. So actually, to me, the game was a little bit more familiar. But there was one really weird thing, I thought, when they asked the fans in this Microsoft poll what you want out of Fallout 5. And I don't know. I would have to see the actual tally of votes or however they did it, because it was very, very weird. What happened, Rick? It was very, very weird. One of the biggest requests was don't have it in California. I'm not kidding. Don't have it in California. Why? What's wrong with my state? What did we do? I don't care where it is. You can make up. You can make up. It could be in blah, blah land for all I care. But anyway, I just thought that was a little bit humorous. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We'll start off with Altarium on the PC, Speed of Llama, PC, also Linux and Mac. Worshippers of Cthulhu, this is for PC. I mentioned The Lake House, Alan Wake 2, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Amanda the Adventurer 2, with the Mickey Mouse ears and everything, PC. Awaken, Astral Blade, PC and PS5. Batman Arkham Shadow, PC. Dun Jungle, not dung, what's brown and sounds like a bell. Dun Jungle, PC. Fae Farm, very anime looking, cutesy, F-A-E, Fae Farm. Xbox Series X and S, PS5, also PS4. Fantasy Friends Dream Worlds. This is like a cute little unicorn, like a narwhal and a cat. PS5, PC, PS4, Switch. Fear the Spotlight. It's on all the big systems except the PC. Forest Hills, The Last Year, PC. Hatch Tales, a heroic hookshot adventure. It's a fishing game for the Switch. Inventory Quest, Heroes Horde. This is an 8-bit looking game on the PC, and I do love 8-bit. Linked with a Y, Banner of the Spark, PC. No More Room in Hell 2. Well, I guess they found some room if there's a sequel, huh? PC. Potionomics, Masterwork Edition. X and S, Switch, and 5. Son of a Gun on the PC. We also have Streets of Rogue 2 on the PC. In fact, we got a few PC games here in a row. Terror Bites with a Y. The Axis Unseen. Total Reload. Kind of a droid game. Verballs. V-I-R. Verballs. And then we have Wildermyth. Wildermyth Console Edition. All the systems except the PC. Band, the Prologue of Gucha Gucha on the PC. Blackthorn Arena Reforged on the PC. And finally, Rivals 2 also on the PC. Those are the new games this week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code on the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Thank you for that. It's time for the cheat codes. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Thomas. Thomas wants to know, Toe Jam and Earl, how to get the ship pieces. Man, this is going back to the Genesis. Like I said, I try to pick out the really old ones because I just think it's fun to go back. These games are classics, and that's going way back. And, of course, that's a game you can play with a friend, which was kind of uncommon back then. But it can take a long time to find all the ship pieces. Well, as you know, probably from asking Thomas, there is a skip code, a cheat code, a skip code that can give you every piece to your space cruiser. Just pause the game on the Genesis. Sega. Press up, A, B, C, right, A, down B, left C, you'll have all the ship pieces. Once again, pause the game, Toe Jam and Earl. Up A, B, C, right A, down B, left C. You do the hokey pokey. That's it. You get all the pieces. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Coming up next on all these sports networks, we will have 6 days and 23 hours of sports. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here.